This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today presented the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The president conferred Padma Vibhushan upon renowned artist Dr. Vaijayantimala Bali and Telugu film actor Konnidela Chiranjeevi. The first woman Supreme Court judge in Asia, M. Fatima Bibi, was also presented with Padma Bhushan posthumously. Renowned cardiologist Dr. Ashwin Balachand Mehta and veteran political leader O. Rajagopal were also given the third highest civilian honour. Togdan Rinpoche was also given Padma Bhushan posthumously for his exemplary contribution to the field of spiritualism. Padma Shri was conferred upon Joshna Chinnappa for her contribution to the field of sports. K. Chalamal received the Padma Shri Award in the field of agriculture. Hindustani classical vocalist Somdath Bhattu and sculptor A. Velu Anandachari also received Padma Shri, amongst others. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies across states for the remaining phases of the Lok Sabha elections. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today campaigned in the Bongir Lok Sabha constituency in Telangana. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed election rallies at Narsapur in Andhra Pradesh and Sarur Nagar in Telangana this evening. In Uttar Pradesh, hectic political campaigning is going on. Senior BJP leader and party president Jagat Prakash Nadda campaigned in the state today in a political gathering. In Fatehpur, he said the NDA government has worked for development in the last 10 years. The BJP party president also held a political rally in Chitrakoot. Senior BJP leader and candidate from Lucknow constituency Rajnath Singh addressed gatherings of intellectuals. Senior party leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath also addressed rallies in Lakhimpur Khiri and Sitapur districts. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a rally in Bahraich today and said the BJP is working against farmers and youth of the country. He campaigned in Dharara and Lakhimpur Khiri constituencies. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra campaigned in Rai Bareilly constituency today and said wherever her party has come to power, it fulfilled all its promises made in the manifesto and the same will be done here also. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati also addressed a rally in Kannauj district today and attacked the BJP. She said the saffron party is taking the same steps which ousted the Congress government. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Foreign Minister of the Maldives Musa Zamir discussed all aspects of the India-Maldives bilateral relationship, regional and security issues in their meeting in New Delhi today. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Nandhi Jaiswal said both the ministers also looked at several other issues that form part of an overall engagement, including capacity building, training and disaster relief. Regarding the last batch of personnel in the Maldives, the spokesperson said both the Maldives and India have been engaged for quite some time to see how best to continue the operation of the aviation platforms. On the 16 sailors on the ship MSC Aries in Iran, the spokesperson said India is in touch with the Iranian government to get them released as early as possible. He said their return depends on their contractual obligations. On three Indians arrested in Canada in terrorist Hardeep Singh Nijjar's killing, the spokesperson said Canada has informed India about the arrest. In a reply to another query, the spokesperson said a chartered flight from Dubai landed in Kingston, Jamaica, with several Indians on board. He said they had prior travel and hotel bookings, but local authorities were not satisfied with them as tourists. In Tamil Nadu, the casualty numbers have increased to 9 in the cracker factory blast at Chengalpattu Sivakashi, Virudhunagar district. Another 12 workers, including 7 women, were severely wounded in the incident. The number of fatalities may further increase in the accident. Police have registered a case against the owner of the factory. In women's T20 cricket, India completed a 5-0 series sweep after a 21-run win in the fifth and final match against Bangladesh in Chile today. Chasing a target of 157 runs, Bangladesh made 135 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. Radha Yadav was declared player of the match for her splendid bowling. She took 3 crucial wickets. She was also awarded player of the series. Earlier, India boasted their best total of the series as they scored 156 runs for 5 in 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.